Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Avital Leibovich, Director of the American Jewish Committee's Jerusalem office. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you, Charles.
And the topic, an attack on a synagogue in California, just months after an even deadlier shooting took place at a Jewish house of worship in Pittsburgh. Mrs. Leibovich, is there a growing concern in the U.S. for the safety of American Jewry?
I would definitely say the answer is yes. We had a survey where we asked the Jews living in America whether their status is more secure or less secure compared to last year. And the results were astonishing. Close to 90% said they feel less secure or about the same as a year ago. And the level of anti-Semitism, as we all know, is on the rise. And this actually puts the Jewish community in America in quite a risky position.
To what do you attribute attacks like these, especially in the U.S., which historically has been a safe haven for Jews?
I would say that the climate is the main issue. Now, the climate has a few factors composing it. One of these factors is the media. And unfortunately, in recent years, I see a deterioration in the ability of editors to control the content in a proper ethical way. Only yesterday, we witnessed a very anti-Semite, evil cartoon in the New York Times, which is, as you know, one of the most popular papers and websites in the world. And we've seen other examples in other media outlets, and this is something which, of course, the public sees and reads, and this also has an effect. The other critical factor is the politicians or officials and their messages to their audiences. One of the recent examples I can remember is a newly elected congresswoman talking about the Jews controlling the Benjamin. And this is, of course, going back to the same roots of classic anti-Semitism, referring to the wealth of the Jewish people. And, of course, this is done in a very negative way.
My guest is Mrs. Avital Leibovich, Director of the American Jewish Committee's Jerusalem office. Just a final question before I let you go. What measures are organizations such as your own taking in order to prevent reoccurrences and really to safeguard American Jews?
I think that the role of the American Jewish Committee and other Jewish NGOs is critical today more than in the past. We are in constant contact with the officials, with the leaders, in different countries, because anti-Semitism, of course, is not only in America, unfortunately, but also in Europe. We hold different conferences. We write our opinion. We issue press releases. We try to raise awareness in order to protect the lives of the Jewish community in America and the rest of the world.
Avital Leibovich, thank you very much for joining the Media Line.
Thank you, Charles.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.